The Russians have a long history of taking operational pauses, you know, using disinformation while they regroup, rethink things. So that could be what this is. Certainly, you know, they need to reassess things. It can't have gone exactly as Plan A at the Kremlin was hatched. So they need to reassess things, determine where their strengths are, and determine what their appropriate end goals need to be.
You were a bit diplomatic there in talking about their failures so far. How surprised are you at that, and can they recalibrate?
Well, look, I think what we've determined here is that there really now, there is only one large-scale maneuver army in the world, and that's the U.S. Army. And if there's a second one, it's probably the U.S. Marine Corps. I mean, the Russian army, which we thought was another one, is not. It lacks the senior NCO leadership that is emblematic of our army to take charge and move out. They haven't shown that. And then the second and probably biggest issue is the lack of logistics. In the U.S. military, we always kind of said, you know, it's the final mile. It's getting that AIM-9 on an F-16 or getting a round in an M1A1 tank. For the Russian military, it turned out to be the first mile. You know, they could not break free from wherever they had been bunkered for the last 3 weeks or 3 months. And, you know, it's 1 hour after they left, you know, their home base, that they had fuel problems, water problems, food problems, ammo problems, communication problems. They are not a large-scale maneuver army like the U.S. Army is.
Are you then ready to predict some kind of victory for Ukraine, or is it far too early to make any statement like that?
It is far too early. First of all, they have been successful with cruise missile and ballistic missile strikes, right? We noticed the failures where they hit a civilian target. We probably don't see, and I'm comfortable the Ukrainians not showing us, the significant amount of damage that's being done to their military bunkers, stowage facilities, air bases, naval ports by the Russian cruise and ballistic missiles. They still have some capability and capacities that need to be respected. They do have a large artillery, and they've used it in an indiscriminate manner, but to some effect in Kharkiv, Kherson, Mariupol. You know, so we know they have those capabilities and capacities. Certainly, the Ukrainians shouldn't, and they're not declaring any kind of victory. We're entering that point where Putin recognizes that the West's support to Ukraine has been determinative. You know, the tens of thousands of anti-armor rounds, the high hundreds to low thousands of Stinger and manned portable air defense systems, the millions of rounds of ammunition. You know, we have really, in a crunch, brought great support. And, you know, the U.S. European Command's J4, their logistics hub, has been fantastic in flowing this stuff. Putin may want to hold the United States accountable for this. And the only way he's going to be able to do it is with cyber. And so we should be standing by for malicious cyber activity. We're very vulnerable in this realm. The U.S. government's been warning companies, but I'll tell you, if a company hasn't been investing in cybersecurity for the last 2 to 3 years, 2 to 3 weeks of makeup isn't going to do it.